Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This broadcast could become addictive because Jennifer Horn has that kind of a personality. She's got personality. Charm and personality. Love and personality. And Ken Kessler has a warmth to him as well. I like John Kerry's message to Congress yesterday. Don't screw the Ayatollah.
Yeah.
That was it.
Well, that's a great message.
There you go. He's interviewed by the Atlantic Monthly. He warned Congress in personal terms not to reject the nuclear deal. The Ayatollah constantly believed that we are untrustworthy and that we cannot be negotiated with and that we will screw them eventually.
Oh, that's funny. That's what I think about the Ayatollah, so that's weird.
Really? Well, how did you get that way, Jennifer? How did you come to that conclusion? How did you come to that decision?
Well,
how dare you think that way?
One of the items would be his newly released book called Palestine, in which he talks about wiping the Jews off the face of the earth. So, you know.
Yeah, but that's them. It's not us. He's screwing with them, not screwing with us.
So that makes it better?
Wow.
If he starts wiping Jews off the planet, trust me, we're involved, because that means he's using weapons.
Oh, so, my. How frustrating is this, right? This is frustrating. And the amount of time, I was sort of being somewhat facetious, as you could tell, with that. The amount of time that we spend on ISIS, the Middle East, what's going on with Iran, that kind of, how could we better spend our time? Would we be better to spend our time thinking about the latest on the Malaysian airliner? More plane parts. It's definitely the plane. The plane, boss. The plane.
Boss, the plane.
Yeah. Our trending stories at DougStephan.com today. The future, there's no future, but the finding of bits and pieces of this airliner. And I guess my question is, so what? The trending story is, so what's next?
Right.
It's, so what? So what? The plane's been found. Okay, maybe that's the end of this?
Is there a huge amount of surprise that this was the Malaysian airliner?
Well, it would be unlikely.
Do typically float around?
Well, yeah, not really. No, not unless there's been some horrible situation that would make them.
It's like, I got to go fishing today. I need a new wing.
Yeah, right. On the wings of a snow. No. Okay, so that's I'm not wasting my time on that. I don't want to talk about it. I think it's redundant. And so they found the plane in the Indian Ocean or pieces of it. Yep, good. Next. We're following a story, Cody, you for this one, Kenny, of immigrants who are here illegally named to city commissions.
Huntington Park.
How about that?
How outrageous is that?
Leave it to California.
I can top it.
Yes, really? Can you?
Well, I mean, in this story, not only did they get appointed, there are two gentlemen. Mm-hmm. One is 21, one is 29.
Yeah.
And let me start by saying, On a very basic level, yeah, I actually applaud these two guys that they wanted to get involved with our government system and our civics. Yeah.
How about fixing your own problem first there, boys?
Yeah, I mean, it's admirable, though, that they want to get involved with our government. But, hello, the government can't just choose which laws to pay attention to. So they get appointed, one to Parks and Rec, yeah, the other to, like, health and something, I think. They get paid. This is what's crazy. They actually are getting paid. Now, it's illegal for us to pay illegal workers at our homes. We're not supposed to do that, right?
Yep.
So the way the government...
They're volunteers. They're not being paid.
Well, that's... Yes, you want to know why? They're getting a stipend. That's how they're fixing it. The government is actually giving these guys a stipend.
This is the city of Huntington Park, which is a small area in Los Angeles County. The mayor's name is Karina Machias, and they are appointing these people to commissions because no one else showed any interest, which is part and parcel of the real problem in our country. We do not have enough people. I belong to the Framingham Town Meeting. We have 18 precincts, and we're supposed to have 10 people from each of those precincts that participate in the town meeting. There are at least four, I think maybe five precincts in town that never have a full 10-member quotient. That is, there aren't 10 people in an area. Now, each of the precincts has about 4,000 or 5,000 people that live in it, and out of the 4,000 or 5,000, they can't find 10 who are interested enough in government and the future of this community to participate.
It's pathetic.
And this is the same thing. It is pathetic. And yet we all complain. We're all worked up about the GOP candidates, and they're going to have a rumble and a rally, and yeah, they're going to be the next leaders of America. Really?
So much of, I mean, we really should be ashamed of ourselves.
Yes, we should.
I mean, yesterday we were talking about voting and, you know, how we register to vote. The fact that people take their right to vote and get involved with government is for granted is just, it's a travesty. And I think I blame the fact that we've taken civics out of most classrooms in this country.
Yep.
And so no one knows how the government works. And so many kids are like, well, I can't do anything.
Yep.
My vote's not going to change anything. It doesn't matter anyway. And so then they don't get involved with the process. And it's horrible.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to figure out, Kenny, is are these two, or Jennifer, because I'm sure you talked about it on your local L.A. program yesterday, what is their immigration status? That's what I'm trying to figure out here. What is their, as American citizens or residents, where are they on the totem pole?
They're illegal.
They're here illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And they're this visible. And they haven't been arrested and deported.
No, they've been given a post on local government.
Yeah. So maybe that's the story that you're trying to get at here.
It's just so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's two outrageous things. It's outrageous that these guys are illegals and have been appointed.
Yeah.
And I think it's almost as bad that nobody else in this community wants to step up and be involved in their own
community.
That's
actually worse, I think, that no one will step up. And that's what...
Wow. America. What else? We've become so diverse. We have so many interests to be served. We value diversity. I grew up in a very diverse community, and it still is a very diverse community. But at some point, there are rules to be followed in order for you to have an organized union that functions, which sadly, when you look around, you can see that we don't have an organized union and it doesn't function. And here is a very good example. What is their incentive-wise? We keep talking about illegal immigration. Listen to the candidates and how they talk about it today in the debate, whether it be the 5 o'clock debate of the B team or the 9 o'clock debate of the A team. And see where they go. Let's see if somebody talks about this. Because this is a pretty doggone... I mean, whether this woman thought she was doing the right thing because she's looking for someone who's very interested. What is wrong with these people? And why don't they go through the system? If we are that bad at enforcing laws, why should anybody observe any law? I'm going to drive 70 miles an hour now in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. And when somebody stops me, the police say this is illegal... I'm going to say, screw you. I'm not going to follow any laws. These other people don't follow the law, so why do I have to? Well, and then he'll look in some book somewhere, or he'll call his chief, or, and they'll come up with some explanation as to why you should be in handcuffs. But if you got a really good lawyer, at some point, this is going to get pushed all the way to the Supreme Court. And then it'll be decided, maybe, hopefully, if they have the balsam to do it, what it is that we need to be doing for these people, or not for them, but about them, so that we have some status. There's some. We're supposed to be a country of laws, and we're supposed to rule by law. What good is the law? This is about the most, and back to what Jennifer said about civics and civics lessons. What do we know about where our country is now and where it was, how it got started? People say, well, everybody was an illegal immigrant when we started America. Yeah, but we fixed the problem, or at least addressed it. One would wonder whether there always have been illegal immigrants in this country since the beginning, since its founding.
Well, we are a country of immigrants, but at some point the bathtub runs over with water, and you have to shut the water off. Yeah. You know, you have to figure out a way to stop things. And I really, with as far as civics and stuff goes, I mean, for young people, the reason I think you get this attitude, and how many of it, I mean, we've seen it. You can walk by, you can drive by high school, and you can see them just sitting. It's because they don't know how that they can change anything. I mean, that optimism that we all had is gone because kids don't know how to fix things.
Yep. All right. I know Jennifer Horn is someone you can count on when it comes to many different things. One of them is wine tasting.
Yes.
I read yesterday that wine tasting is essentially wine smelling. And
that's
because
right.
Women tend to be better at smelling, they tend to be better wine testers because
you're
women,
right, 100%.
Particularly those who are in the reproductive era of their body, reproductive age, have a better sense of smell than men by far.
You know why that is?
Why is that?
Because back before refrigeration and expiration dates, it's thought that women had better smells so they could make sure they weren't feeding their kids something that wasn't good.
Ah, there you go. The explanation from Jennifer. 18 after on Good Day.
Oh, Seth, how was your visit with the dentist?
Grandpa,
shall we book another appointment then?
No,
wonderful. I'll sign you up for a root canal reward. 10th one's free. You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is the good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a private elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Don't miss Kohl's Back to School Sale starting Friday. You'll find the hottest active styles and brands on sale for the whole family, like Adidas, Fila, New Balance, Puma, Tech Gear, and more. Save even more when you shop three-day doorbusters throughout the store, Friday through Sunday. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. See yourself, Kohl's. Flex style, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
See what we have here.
In you terms stealing of news from my TV report, obviously.
Entertainment. Well, there's a deeper. I guess this is the story of the Empire cast for next season. It goes deeper. Mariah Carey is going to join the TV show Empire. The creator of the program said. That her Walk of Fame ceremony, she was involved in that yesterday, I think, Jennifer. Was that big news in L.A. yesterday?
Yep.
She said, I love you with all my heart, and I'm so proud of you. Empire also has, according to the Hollywood Reporter anyway, in place already, beside Mariah Carey, Ludacris. I don't know too much about Ludacris. Should we call him Mr. Ludacris?
You could call him Luda. That's what his friends call him.
Luda. How about just Lude?
No, friends don't call him that, no.
No.
How about like Chris?
I don't think so.
Chris Lude. Chris.
I'd probably stick to Ludacris or Luda.
All right. Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child is also in the cast of Empire, right?
She is.
Yeah. I kind of like this. Nice.
My favorite Kelly Rowland song is with Nelly.
Really?
Why? It's called Dilemma.
Really? What happened to Nelly? Seems to have disappeared.
Oh, no. I just saw him in concert. He's got a reality show.
Marissa Tomei is in Empire. Why?
It's a show, and she's an actress.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm nervous about. I am in the dark here with all this legal crap. I have no idea what's going on. All I know is you're screwing up, and I can't help.
You left me a little camera, didn't you?
Oh, Feeny, I'm watching this you go down this place, and you're bringing me
this
with
was
you.
Her
I
start.
I can't do anything about
well,
it.
Speaking of the Walk of Fame, this was her start, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and she got a supporting actress an award for that.
Yeah, she's very good. All right, Snoop Dogg is on Empire.
Snoop, yo.
Turn it up, because it's getting heavy. Wild, wild, West Coast. These are the girls I love the most. I mean,
West Coast girls you love the most?
Yeah, with Katy Perry.
Now, how different is Snoop Dogg from Ludacris? In the style.
Well, they're both rappers.
Yeah. Oh, that, I got that. So who would you prefer of the two?
Snoop.
Snoop.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg. right.
I know more of Snoop's music than Ludacris.
How many people knew Chris Rock was in Empire? I didn't read. I think I watched Empire once. And it wasn't the lady who was the police officer in... The fellow who was in Jesus Christ, John, was it Caviezel? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Jim Caviezel.
Caviezel, yeah. All right. So what's the name of that show that he's in?
Person of Interest.
Thank you. And the lady who was the cop.
No idea.
Who played the cop in that? I thought she was an Empire, Kenny.
Sounds like or she, Red Box.
No.
I don't know.
You see how my thought process works anyway. Alicia Keys is on the show. This is about, in essence, it's almost like, it feels like the history of Motown, or was it aimed at trying to present it that way, that sort of a show? All these black singers.
Real life hip hop business, yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay. Lenny Kravitz is in the show. Never understood his popularity. Nope, don't get it.
He's kind of hot in a weird sort of dirty way.
Yeah, dirty.
Like a little dirty, you know, like Prince, you mean? I would look at him and go, okay, he's sort of hot, but I'm fairly certain he smells.
Yeah, well, but... you can say, apparently that's Matthew McConaughey's rap as well.
Exactly the same thing.
Right?
He's hot, but like Brad Pitt. He's hot, but I need to shower.
Yeah, take a shower, put on some deodorant. Yeah.
And call me. Yeah.
Jennifer,
dump that hot white Vangelina of yours and then call me.
See, I don't think she's hot at all. There's nothing about her that appeals to me. All right, well, anyway, we just went through.
People wouldn't kick her out of the old
school. How the cast of Empire has come to be. 28 past.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Ron Christie and Bob Schrum. Coming right up. Is there a consensus that John Kasich would be a better president than Donald Trump, but Donald Trump is a much better reality show host than John Kasich?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Bob Schrum. Do you agree that Republican Governor John Kasich would be a much better president than Donald Trump? But Donald Trump is a much better reality show host than Kasich.
He is looked at as a fiscal conservative, and as a two-term governor of Ohio, was reelected not only with 60%, but he was one who got 26% of the black vote. And I think there are a lot of Republicans scratching their head and saying, well, how did he do that? John Kasich believes that everyone has a right to the American dream, and he is not afraid of going into communities of color and asking for their vote, but listening. And I think that empathy and that concern is something that our other Republican leaders would be wise to emulate.
I think he'd be a very formidable Republican nominee. He's profoundly wrong on social issues, but he is a very interesting Republican. He got asked by someone who stood up and criticized him for having expanded Medicaid in Ohio, which he did against a lot of Republican opposition. And he...
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER. October 2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Time is 33 after the hour. Let's have some fun. Let's have some good news here. Kenny and
I might
Jennifer
get sidewalks one day.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Dr. Jack Stockwell, speaking of good news, will be along with info on his Forbidden Doctor podcast and an overview of supplements that you probably ought not to be taking. If you're on them, we'll tell you which ones to get off them, if you know what I mean. So, this is a story about a fellow who unfortunately was a robber. Bad guy. This fellow was in church, and the minister was giving his sermon last weekend, and this fellow decided to rob the people in the church. His name is John Grace, arrested and charged with armed robbery and different charges at the Adore Christian Fellowship Church on East Melbourne Avenue. This is Melbourne, Florida.
Yes.
Melbourne. How do we miss this one? WMEL. John Harper, what's the story? 888-302-3684. Why don't you call us with this story? This is national, international news. I want to know about the pastor whose name is Les Snodgrass. Why are you laughing at his name?
That's a great...
What?
Come on.
Lester Snodgrass, right. During the sermon, he was discussing the value of life. And John Grace got up, showed a gun. Oh. He pulled out a gun from his bag, put it up to the head of a lady who was in the congregation. And by the way, the church's audio system captured all of this. It was recorded. It was left over from the Nixon White House. I tried to divert attention away from my mother. This is Snodgrass, the preacher's mother. Got the gun to her head, calling out to him, Johnny, Johnny, where are you going? Johnny Grace. What are you doing? He went up to Mr. Grace, began to talk to him. This is during the service. This is Sunday morning service. And as he got to the guy with the gun, he made a split-second decision. I just pushed against the wall with all my might. I had him by the shoulders, and as soon as I did that, my son leapt from the platform into the air and pounced on him.
Wow.
Punched him twice in the head.
What brave people.
Yeah. Was that bravery or was that not too smart? I'd say that was bravery.
A lot of times bravery isn't that smart.
No.
But right. It served its purpose, right?
Yeah. Kara, see if you can find John. You're listening. I'm betting John's listening right now. Give us a buzz. I just want to know a little more about the aftermath of this circumstance. I missed this somehow or other on Monday or Tuesday. 888-302-3684. I like to know more about those sorts of things. By the way, you look at the things that people are talking about today, the hoopla about the debate tonight and all of that.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Jennifer's excited because she wants to watch Ron and Perry do his whatever.
And Don.
Donald Trump. So how much of the debate are you going to watch tonight is
every
the poll
bit.
At DougStefan.com. Meredith and I were talking about it last night because we really want to see Carly Fiorina. If you want to see her, you got to watch at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, right.
Right. Which I don't
know. I really want to see her, too.
Why did they decide to do that at 5 instead of at 8? Anybody know?
Why because they have the big on? Debate is from 9.
Yeah, so have them on at 8.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they want to have some kind of analysis.
Ah! Of course, analysis paralysis.
That's right.
Before and after.
All I know is I got home last night,
yeah.
Went to my DVR, and I taped everything. Because keep in mind, I'm on the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
2 o'clock until 11 o'clock on Fox News.
2 o'clock until 11 on Fox
News. Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, I may dump a lot. You never know, but I just want to have it all just uh-huh. in case.
Yeah.
Yes.
So are you planning on watching tonight? That's the question.
Heck yeah.
I'm planning on watching both of them. That is the 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock, or 9 o'clock. B, I'll probably just watch the primetime one. C, I'll catch highlights later. D, I doubt I'll watch any of it. E, I don't know. All right? And that follows on the heels of our debate or discussion yesterday. It was kind of a debate, too, when it came to politics. I like to try to make this an apolitical program. It's very hard, as we discuss the issues of the day, to not get into some sort of political chicanery here and there. And so I keep it to a minimum, but there are questions from time to time, especially because there's so much of this going on. We overdo it. How involved do you get with politics was our question yesterday. 38% of you said I watch the news and go to different news websites to get my information. 23% of you who responded to the poll at DougStefan.com said I pay close attention to what lawmakers are doing. 21% said I'm disillusioned with elected officials and rarely pay attention at all anymore. Let's see here. 8% said I'm lucky if I remember to vote. 5% I hold an office or work for somebody who does. Huh. That's rather a large group. But again, people who are involved in politics or government listen to News Talk Radio anyway. They want to know what's going on. And so there's that information. And if you want to give us your preference, it's always good. It's kind of neat to know what's what and who's who. So that's the what, the who, and the how of how that works. Other things that are going on in the world today that you may or may not know anything about. We were talking last night about Egypt because Mara's planning a trip to go to Egypt. I've been there several times. I haven't been there since the so-called revolution. There are a lot of extremists who are in various outlying areas of Egypt. The Sinai Peninsula. Remember when the war was fought over the Sinai?
Mm-hmm.
So the extremists there have been threatening to kill a Croatian hostage unless the government releases Muslim women that are held in prison. There are a lot of Muslims in Croatia. I didn't know if you knew that or not. Did you know that?
I don't think I thought about
white
it.
White Muslims.
Yeah.
Could we? Is there a way we could find out what the relation, the ratio of white to black Muslim membership would be, and I have no agenda. I'm just curious. I know several people who are white who are Muslims. And there always is this eyebrow raising when the discussion comes up as to religion. And in this one case with this one man, he dresses the way the traditional Muslim garb. He grew up, his father was a lawyer. His older brother is a lawyer. I'm trying to think of who else. I mean, I know about the family. There are four sons in the family. This kid was the youngest one. He was a friend of my son's. And he now teaches at a private school. But he wears the garb. And his wife is Muslim. They're raising children in the Muslim faith. He converted when he was just out of college, as I recall. I'm guessing he's probably 35, 36 now. And when you see him, this is kind of like when you see the Pope dressed in a white gown, basically, that's what it is, right? White robe. You don't think anything of it. When you see a man dressed in a white linen robe or attire, you're somewhat taken back. His kids, when he teaches school, that's what he wears to school. And there is no discussion whatsoever. Matter of fact, the people that run the school are happy to have that diversity. But does it or would it take you back to see somebody dressed that way? And I ask that because many of the people who follow the faith in Eastern Europe, the Croatians, that whole area where it was used to be called Yugoslavia, where the cleansing took place. Remember that from... what was the guy? Milosevic, wasn't that his name?
Yeah, that's right. In
bad,
the 90s.
Bad. Ooh, what a bad guy. Woo! What a bad guy. And he was doing that ethnic cleansing stuff. And
essentially, that's what, I mean, that's what groups like ISIS are doing. I mean, they're cleansing people. That's why I guess I don't understand why people aren't more outraged about it.
Well, especially those who are white members of the Islamic faith. Wouldn't you think the outrage would start there?
I would think so. I mean, I would think anybody of the Islamic faith that is not in the extremist branch of the religion would be upset about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, something to think about anyway, right? 17 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Always something to think about, including our visit with the forbidden doctor. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us in a moment or two. We'll be talking about the supplement routine you may or may not be on. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129 and scraped tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. For more, from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middleman, just good wood at a good price.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Out-of-pocket spending by parents is now the leading source of college funding, surpassing scholarships and grants for the first time since 2010. That's according to the latest How America Pays for College report from Sallie Mae and research firm Ipsos. Rick Castellano of Sallie Mae has more.
After 4 years of relatively stable spending, families spent 16% more on college in this past academic year, for an average of just over $24,000. At the same time, fewer families were worried that economic factors would affect their ability to pay. Fewer eliminated colleges from consideration due to cost, and fewer took actions to control costs.
What's behind their decisions?
Well, it's less about the rise in cost of college and more about how parents and students choose to pay. College remains a priority for families, and they're feeling more confident as they reach into their pockets and put their money where their values are.
To learn more, visit SallieMae.com. That's SallieMae.com. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
All right, time for a visit with Dr. Jack Stockwell, Nooka chiropractor in Salt Lake City, one of the great contributors to this program over the years. I have great admiration and respect for Jack as a friend and as someone who knows how to work on your body and understands the body. He and his wife, Mary, are responsible for these Forbidden Doctor podcasts that are entertaining, informative, compelling, important. So you got to check them out and sign up for them at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The latest one focuses on thyroid problems, which is something that seems to be more and more in the public eye or awareness. Why do you suppose that is, Jack?
Oh, it's the level of hypothyroidism in this country is it's epidemic.
Brought about by what?
Well, dietary insufficiencies, lack of iodine is probably the major cause.
Mm-hmm.
We have become iodophobes.
Are we? Is it because, I find it, I never knew anybody. Meredith had the problem. And I think you and he talked about some of the things that were necessary to bring your levels up. It can be a problem more for women than men, though, right?
Well, women require more iodine than men, but men still require iodine because iodine is the element that is present in thyroxine, the hormone thyroxine.
So
that is the thing that generates energy inside the mitochondria of the cells. When you're low on iodine and you're low on thyroxine, you're going to have weight gain, you're going to be tired, you're not going to have any energy, and then especially perimenopausal women. It's going to be even worse when hormonal levels start changing anyway.
So taking more of, is iodine just the solve, is the solution to the problem? Iodine, take more iodine.
Iodine and very, very good saturated fats, and it's all laid out in the latest podcast.
All right, so ForbiddenDoctor.com. Speaking of supplements, iodine, other things that are prevalent, some people taking things that are not necessary and in some instances ought not to be taken, I wonder if you had a list of supplements that should never be taken, what would be on that list?
Oh, well, as far as the particular list of, they usually come under the category of something that's just called synthetic. And the supplement industry gets away with, I don't know if I should say murder or not, but
no, probably not.
They
get away with a lot.
Calm it down a little.
And they abuse the privilege of not having the same kind of scrutiny, and yet when scrutiny is suggested by the government, these people yell and scream, you're trying to put us out of business. Well, some of them ought to be out of business. I don't know if the government is the way
true.
To meter
but
this.
The same thing with drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, one drug is
that's
advertised.
My, yeah, right.
3 or 4 years later, there's the drug name going across the TV screen. Are you suffering from any of these? And then they list a half of serious symptoms. And you may be having this because of this drug. If you had this drug, call this phone number. You might be entitled to reimbursement.
Yeah.
So the same thing happens. And I mean, that's part of the risk of living in a free society. Now,
yep.
I agree that there might be some, you know, better monitoring of some things taking place. But anytime you look at a bottle of supplements and on the back of it, it tells you exactly to the milligram how much of the B family or how much vitamin C or how much vitamin E or D or K or any of the rest of them or other kinds of supplements that aren't necessarily a vitamin. The only way they can put that on the label is because they knew exactly how much they put into the mix. And the only way you know how much you put into the mix to begin with is because it was a synthetic fractioned chemical that was made in the laboratory in the first place. Because there's no vitamin B trees.
Mm-hmm.
There's no vitamin D bushes. There's no vitamin C fruit. There's fruit that has some vitamin C in it.
Right.
So when you read a pack of super mega astro hydro neutron drive vitamin B mega package written across the label, and there's massive amounts of synthetic B, these things will give you a kick, they'll give you an energy, and then usually within a week or two, there's a period of fatigue that begins to follow, because these things always end up leading to more vitamin deficiencies. That's why we're supposed to get our vitamins from food. Some of the TV news night programs that have occurred in the past, vitamin A will give you birth defects, and vitamin E will give you heart attacks, and vitamin C will give you hardening of the arteries. And when you look into it, you find out these studies were all done with synthetic versions of these vitamins. And at the very end, they'll say, however, when these studies were done with food, these observations didn't occur.
So when you look at a label, what do you look for? What do you look at? If it's, does it say synthetic on the label?
No, it won't say synthetic. What you look for is where it comes from. Did it come from pea vine juice? Did it come from oat bran? It should have a whole bunch of foods listed, not the least of which should be a few tissue extracts.
All right. There's more information. That'd be a good thing for a podcast as well. Jack Stockwell, don't forget to sign up for the Forbidden Doctor at ForbiddenDoctor.com. 51 after on Good Day.
Health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Magazine. We're going to talk again about Windows 10. I had my technology expert here yesterday going over some things with my laptop, and we were talking about Windows 10, and I'm going to tell you in a moment what he says about all this CRAP. Stand by for that on Good Day.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major. I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Lexar S50 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $6.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/8/15.
Jennifer and Kenny and I have Greg Stebbin with us, as we usually do at this time, to talk about technology issues. Windows 10 and its notable flaws, which include testing one's patience and also in one's pocketbook, apparently, yes?
Well, it is free-ish.
Really? Ish. Ish to people.
I mean, there really is no surprise to this, but it becomes kind of daunting when you look at the list of ways you could pay for your free upgrade to Windows 10. The latest, which I think is pretty stunning, is that they've removed the solitaire game. And if you put it back in from Microsoft, it's ad-enabled, and the ads, I haven't actually looked at it, but the reporting is that the ads are so cumbersome that you will pay for solitaire. Yeah. It's $1.49 a month or $10 a year.
You're playing solitaire on a computer? What's the matter with you?
Doug, do you realize how many people play solitaire on their computer?
Good guy.
All of them, except you.
Yeah, me. Yeah, I guess so. Bruce Williams would love it. That was the old joke. You remember Bruce Williams?
Of course. Host.
He used to, when he did his radio program, he was playing solitaire with his dog in his lap. That's how he played.
Really?
Into the show, yeah.
Wow.
All right. Next, Microsoft and apps. And what apps are all of the apps ever created going to work on Windows 10?
No, of course not.
Without being paid? Or not,
well,
work or not, whether you pay for them or not.
Well, first of all, one of the things that's a little confusing about Windows 10, maybe this was true with Windows 8, I'm not sure, but we used to have software, and now we have apps. And they're called apps even when they're software. But there really is a difference between an app and software.
Yeah.
And that's, I think it's a little confusing to not differentiate them. I loaded Windows 10 over the weekend because I'm a tech guy, and I felt that a moral obligation to do that.
Yes. Right.
And if there are some bugs, like I'm clicking on the start menu and it's not starting. But, for instance, Microsoft Word is no longer a program. It's now an app. I think that's a little misleading. But you can have programs or apps that you used on previous versions of Windows, and they may not work at all, or you may have to futz around with them quite a bit to make them work. It's another reason I think, frankly, there's a learning curve to this, and even if you're sure you want it, just hold off a little bit.
That's what my technology guy said yesterday. The Windows app, the Windows 10 application is a long way off from being settled. The 8 is, most everybody admits that 8 was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, if you have 8, you're much more motivated to install it than...
Well, I was motivated to go back to 7 until they told me there'd be no support for it after next year.
I don't think that's true. I think there's still 4 or 5 years
of support. I wish we could find the answer to that, because...
I'm going to find the answer
to
that for you.
Because these guys specialize, supposedly, in that. They say, well, there's not going to be any support, and I would rather go back to 7, which is proven, than move ahead to 10 and fiddle around with it, because I can't stand 8.
I will tell you, Doug, I put 10 over 7 last weekend.
Yeah.
This weekend, I'm going back to 7.
So what about music and that kind of stuff?
You will pay.
Pay for the music.
Oh, you will pay.
Wow, listen to that enthusiasm.
I know. Holy moly.
Greg Stebbin with us here on Good Day with technology information. It's 59 after the hour.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.